Maybe sure.
The manor house has most likely fallen to ruin, said Father Snail, or the burdocks have grown up over it, so that they cannot come out. There needs not, however, be any haste about that, but you are always in such a tremendous hurry, and the little one is beginning to be the same. Has he not been creeping up that stalk these 3 days? It gives me a headache when I look up to him. You must not scold him, said Mother Snail. He creeps so carefully. He will afford us much pleasure, and we have nothing but him to live for. But have you not thought of it? Where shall we get a wife for him? Do you not think that there are some of our species at a great distance in the interior of the burdock forest? Black snails, I dare say there are enough of, said the old one. Black snails without a house, but they are so common and so conceited. But we might give the Answer Commission to look out for us. They run to and fro as if they had something to do, and they certainly know of a wife for our little snail.
I know one, sure enough, the most charming one, said one of the ants. But I'm afraid we shall hardly succeed, for she is a queen.
That is nothing, said the old folks. Has she a house?
She has a palace, said the ant. The finest ant's palace with 700 passages.
I thank you, said Mother Snail. Our son shall not go into an anthill. If you know nothing better than that, we shall give them commission to the white gnats. They fly far and wide in rain and sunshine. They know the whole forest here, both within and without.
We have a wife for him, said the gnats. At 100 human paces from here, there sits a little snail in her house.